Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Big Worm Customs is a company that does it all, from design services to home improvements to vehicle customization, all at great prices and payment options.
Call now for your free estimate. 248-595-6618. 248-595-6618. Or online at facebook.com/bigwormcustoms.
Bob's Big Bend Bowling. Stop by for some awesome food and bowling fun at Bob's Big Bend Bowling, located at 119 East Main Avenue, Ritzville, Washington. Or call ahead to reserve your lanes today at 509-659-0540. Open Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Bob's Big Bend Bowling. Detroit Rock City Promotions, everything you need for your party, wedding, show, or event. DJ services, tent setup, table and chairs, mobile stages, sound and lighting, photography, on-staff reverend. Book DRCP Army today at 810-627-9773. That number again is 810-627-9773. Or find us on the web at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com.
DRCP Wicked Division is an independent horrorcore label with locations in Michigan and Ohio. Available now, Mind Bomb by Carnage, and look for Welcome to the Dark Side by Carnage in the summer of 2017, along with Young Justice debut album. Find the wickedness at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com or on Facebook at DRCP Wicked Division.
Have to call him back. Why do I sound? I don't like the way I sound on here. I sound like a weirdo. Hello?
Mexican people.
Hi. I'm in mannequin mode.
We should start. We should have you call in from now on. At the beginning of the show.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure.
Want me to call again?
We'll see if... Welcome to the wormhole. Can you hear us now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
I love
man,
that.
I always have such issues with this dang phone lines. I am imagining we're speaking with WT?
That's right. That's me.
Awesome. Doing, well, let me introduce you real quick, and we'll get to this. W.T. Fallon drew on her extensive experience at being underemployed, unemployable, and dealing with compulsive liars when she wrote Fail to the Chief, a book about politicians competing in the ultimate reality show. She wrote it in a month after getting fired from the only job she'd ever had that paid like she was the two-time college graduate she is and not a kindergarten dropout. Paying too much for college diploma that loses value every day only to be underemployed in multiple retail jobs was just one of the many issues she wanted to address in her first book. Because she believes if you can't say something nice, you should say something sarcastic and totally on point. So after years of emceeing, this is what the book is about. After years of emceeing in spite singing competitions, TV personality, Brian Seafoam can't wait to host American President, the world's first reality show to elect a president of the United States. Finally, an opportunity to be a real journalist, digging up dirt and playing hardball with the top 10 candidates. but it doesn't take long for the contestants to start slinging mud at Brian. Literally, when billionaire candidate Ronald Trump is challenged to dig his proposed moat along the Mexican-American border himself, forced to work in a fast food restaurant, and an anti-minimum wage-like candidate learns his coworkers are struggling to survive with multiple jobs and claims to have solved the unemployment problem in his state, leaving Brian to duck ketchup bombs from customers. To make matters worse, Brian producers pressure him to be nicer to the candidates, and his former crush, now an experienced political correspondent, shows up and shows him at every turn. And it just, this book is hilarious, and you can find it, Fail to the Chief, on Amazon.com. You can also find more about W.T. Fallon at Twitter.com/WT Fallon author, Facebook.com/WT Fallon, and that is spelled WTFALLON. Welcome to the wormhole, WT. It is amazing to have you. This book is great, and I imagine that there's got to be a movie coming soon, because this would
Couldn't
be hilarious.
I'm open to offers on that.
Yeah, it's satirical. Especially in the day and age that we're in. I mean, what background are you from, and where are you from?
I'm in Arkansas, which is really boring. It's the middle of nowhere. There's nothing to do out here. And I have two degrees, and I'm currently in between jobs. I'm self-employed at the moment. I do some reselling online. You talked about a little bit when you read my bio. I had gotten the first job I'd ever had that paid like I was a college graduate and not a kindergarten dropout. And after 6 months, they fired me and replaced me with like a $10 an hour intern. So I was really bummed about that. And that was roughly a year ago. That was last February. And I had been working on Fail to the Chief kind of off and on at that time. I had maybe about 6 chapters written, and I just said, screw it, I'm going to finish writing my book. And you know, by like the first week of March, I had finished it.
Well, that's awesome. That's good timing.
Well, you had quite the inspiration, though. I mean, as I was, you know, I usually ask authors where their inspiration comes from, but since we've kind of been living this for years now, I mean, do you think that us as Americans, we could go that far?
You know, after this previous election, I don't think there's a limit to how far we can go in terms of election craziness. I think a reality show would actually be interesting in a lot of ways. I mean, it would solve a lot of problems, like, you know, almost half of all eligible voters didn't vote in the last election, and I think we would have better turnout if we had the ability for people to vote from their phones the way they do for regular reality shows. You know, more people vote on reality shows than vote for president. That's the truth. So, you know, I think it would be interesting and no less crazy. Huh?
I said the votes are probably counted better too on a reality show.
Yeah. Definitely.
We haven't had a real election since before Kennedy, really. I mean, that's really where the whole system started going to crap. You know, Kennedy was coming in and I'm changing things, and he got shot. And everybody else was like, nah, we're cool. What do you want us to do?
Right.
You know? I'm the New World Order, and you know, if you're some people, they think it was a lot of the alien conspiracies and stuff like that had him killed. And you know, I read and talk about a lot of funny things, and that is definitely.
I just think what's going on now, though, is just a freak show of I was lucky enough to be alive to see this happen. That's how I look
Jeez,
at this.
Jeez, Dano, you act like you're 1 foot in the grave.
I guess that's one day to look at it.
I'm serious. No, come on, think. Universe.
Well, yeah.
Billions of years.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Here
I get
are.
To be here, and this is happening, and I get to watch it. This is amazing. I mean, I love watching this. and people are losing their minds over stuff they have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah,
people need to educate themselves.
I run
that's
around.
Very important.
I should get paid to be a professional troll because that's what I run around and I just check people.
What's your opinion on that?
I don't know.
People, I got to ask you, what do you think about the people's education on what's going on? Have you talked to anybody? I mean, political views, this and that. Is it just gone?
That's really what I want to know is what are your political views? I mean, how did you feel about this election, you know?
Well, you know, I consider myself an independent at this point. If there was a box for disgusted with everybody in politics, that would be me. I did not vote for the guy whose name rhymes with Ronald Trump. I'll tell you that. He just seems very, very bizarre. To me, that was a,
I love that. I can't help
I mean, it was kind of like a reality show. So, you know, and I was kind of inspired while watching the news one day and just seeing them and thinking how it was very much like a reality show in that you had the cameras following around and, you know, pundits giving their opinions all the time. And that's kind of how it is on a reality show. So that was kind of what inspired me. But, yeah, this last election was definitely a wild ride. And, you know, I've heard several people say to me, well, I only voted for him because, you know, I didn't like the other options. And to me, that's a little bit like saying, well, I didn't like the leftovers in my fridge, so I decided to drink the bottle of bleach under my kitchen sink instead.
But in a way, I think he's brought a lot of stuff to him that nobody else would have.
I think it might be good for our country to have somebody insane like him in power for a while. Let's see what happens.
The shakeup is
you
really
know,
right.
But
it's right or wrong, the shakeup had to happen.
That's but I kind of caught that during the election, and being a journalist and a journalistic integrity, I cannot have dog fight, so I cannot can't spell with integrity. Well. You still with us? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're breaking up a little bit, so I couldn't hear all of what you were just saying.
It's all right. Nothing of importance. We're just jabbering, really. So let me ask you this: with all the women marches and all these things, do you, as far as fairness, and do you think it was harder as a woman getting published, or do you think, as far as gender, it really doesn't matter, and things are pretty equal as far as that goes.
No, you know, I've done a lot of reading on the subject, and you know, I read an interesting blog post where an author submitted the same article with a man's name and a woman's name, and you know, had gotten a lot more takers when she submitted it with a man's name. So I don't think it's always fair, you know. And on the other hand, you know, getting published is difficult for anybody. It's very, very difficult to get published today. I was fortunate enough to meet up with a great small publisher, and they were willing to publish my book, and I'm really grateful for that. But, you know, it is very difficult to get published as an author today. But I do think there are some issues that make it harder for women to get published, especially in certain genres. In some genres, it's probably better, like probably easier to get published as a romance writer as a woman. And that's a big genre right now. I was reading about that too and how that's the biggest genre, and you know, it kind of makes me sad that I don't really read romance novels and have no idea how to write them, because apparently it's very easy to write a book and make a lot of money as a romance writer. But that's just never been something that's interested me. So
with the same WT, me, Dan, Frank, everybody just assumed you were a male. It wasn't until I went on and did more research on it.
And I'm sorry.
You know,
so you said, I think
that's what I wondered if you.
Well, you know, there wasn't a particular reason that I settled on that. But yeah, that was. And I've written in other genres under different pen names. And when I wrote like a science fiction novel, I did use the initials for that reason, because it is more gender neutral. And a lot of people will sort of assume that you're a man. So that is a thing that people in the publishing business talk about. As far as the name W.T. Fallon, I came up with that mostly because I really wanted the initials WTF on the spine, because I thought that would just perfectly go with the election. So that's the reason I came up with that specifically.
That's funny. Funny.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I'd rather women. I love strong women. I mean, I'd rather see women get what they got coming as far as recognition. We're all equal, period.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not true, Dan. Would you punch a woman in the face?
Yeah, if you hit me, I'll drop her.
Yeah, but you would just punch a guy. You would just punch a guy without thinking twice.
No, they have to hit me.
Most people want gender equality workplace, but when you look at it, it's only a workplace because trash men are almost 100% male. You know what I'm saying?
Firefighters.
Coal miners.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And, but that's one of the jobs that we kind of want. You know, firefighters is one of the jobs. Sure, that people, if you claim, when you're in school and somebody what you want to be when you grow up, you're actually doing that it would be a good thing. You've got a job. You make a lot of money or not. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone's like, I want to be a firefighter, a cop, an actor.
Doctor.
You know, nobody's ever like, I want to be in stretch, weather over top of DMs, eat the rest of my life. You know? Exactly. You know, nobody said, I want to grow up to have black lung from working in a coal mine. You know?
I think the gender thing was way out of proportion, especially. 2017.
People
just
I'm sick of different color.
It's
color.
Stupid.
It
doesn't matter to me. Well, it's always been to just us. Back in the day, you used to conquer, you know, divide and conquer. That actually got to the slavery when William Lynch wrote this, Keep Your Slaves in Line, and he says, pit the lighter skin one against the darker skin. Pit the house with the lid on fire. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we're at now is that people are, oh my God, you're black. I can't hang out with you. You know, it's like Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. Blah. If you can say any lives matter over another one, then
you're
jacked.
I mean, definitely.
You're lost.
You don't know. I think everybody matters personally.
So I ask, sorry, we kind of went off there. Do you? I ask everybody this. Do you identify as a certain religion?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
So are you atheistic or spiritual or like what are your views really?
I've always been a big cynic and skeptic, and yeah, I just consider myself someone who doesn't believe anything without proof. So. Can't exactly be an atheist for that reason. I consider myself agnostic, but I believe things when there's proof, so I don't concretely believe anything without proof.
Right. Yeah. I hear. I mean, I guess that's why they call it faith, right?
I believe in the universe. I think we all come from faith to us, and that's what
I have an idea. This is the thing. I have an idea, and whether I'm right or not is true to be told, but I'm not going to tell anybody else that they're wrong. I don't know that I'm right. You know, I feel that I might be on the right idea with the different places that I've been, different things I've read, you know, but I just always bring in the conversation with our parents. Because almost everybody that comes on identifies, I know, because I feel it. It's like that's the thing.
I feel like
I believe in might be true just as well as what you believe in might be true. You know, so
I think it's all about treating people with respect and love for everybody.
It's in
all
us.
The time.
Do you notice that it's naturally in every culture, every single culture that's ever been born? There's in us.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It was already us before we started.
That's the thing, it's good and evil.
But every single religion,
like I said, every time we talk about this, rule number one is don't. Dick. You know what I'm saying?
I like that rule.
Command number one.
Wow. I think a reality show host would be good for Brian Seafoam. You know, someone like Carson Daly or Ryan Seacrest, who actually does host a reality show. I think, you know, that would be good. Gosh. You know, there's a guy on SNL who plays the Donald, who I think would be good for Ronald Trump. I have no idea why. let me think. Who else should be in this?
Charlie.
Yes. Charlie Sheen, sure. They could find something for him to do.
So how do you break this book up into chapters again for the beginner reader? Where would they find themselves chapter 1 and 2?
Oh, I see.
After chapters.
Chapter 1, chapter 2. So.
Sorry, I'm hearing a lot of feedback. You had a question about one of the chapters, or?
How does it
start? How does it begin?
Open the book to our viewers. Open them up as we're reading the book.
Oh, where the book starts. The book starts on the first night of the show, which is called American President, and it opens up with this guy who is Brian Seafoam. He's the host of this show. He always kind of wanted to be a real journalist, kind of fell into the TV show hosting game through opportunity and ended up hosting a singing competition successfully. And so he got chosen to host the first ever show to elect an American president. And so we open with him basically starting the show and explaining it to the viewers and letting them know that this is not a joke, that this is serious, and whoever wins the show will get the job of president. And then he introduces the candidates, and, you know, they come out, and there's 10 candidates to start, because that's kind of where a lot of reality shows start, and that's kind of the number of candidates we really had seriously running for president in December of 2015, which was when I started thinking about this idea. So he introduces the candidates, and, you know, we have people on, I make fun of people on both sides of the aisle. There's Democrats, there's Republicans, there's the Green Party guy who has no clue what he's talking about. So there's just a whole bunch of funny candidates on there. And one of them is a bazillionaire named Ronald Trump, who just so happens to have no experience but has a lot of money, so he's there. And then there's the guy who, you know, his whole campaign is pretty much vote for me because I'm the most religious. And then you have the congresswoman who, you know, claims that she's going to help the poor, but she really just ends up helping her rich crony friends. So you have a really good mix of different candidates, and they each have different challenges that they have to do. And all of their challenges are decided by the American people by Facebook poll. So we get to vote on what they have to do, the hoops they have to jump through. The first one is they all have to go out and work a regular job, and not like a photo op thing where they go to a soup kitchen or something and, you know, their aides are helping them out and making them look good. They have to go and they have to do this job without any help.
Disregard him and keep going.
So anyway, they have to go out and work a real job. Mr. Trump has to go ahead and he wants to dig a moat between the Mexican-American border. So he has to dig part of that himself, and he gets to learn how to ride a bulldozer, which is a very funny scene. And then you have the guy who doesn't want to raise the minimum wage, who has to go and work in a burger restaurant and meet his coworkers and some of the customers, you know, who are struggling working minimum wage jobs, and they tell him how hard their life is. And one guy goes on about how he has to work 3 jobs just to make ends meet, and, you know, the politician declares, well, I've clearly fixed unemployment in this state if you have not 1 but 3 jobs. So that's a funny scene, but, you know, it also kind of makes some points about that. And it just goes on from there. I have other challenges later in the book. You know, I always kind of I wanted to see a debate where the candidates are hooked up to a polygraph, you know, and there's like a buzzer whenever one of them lies. So that's another scene.
It would never not go off.
Yeah, it pretty much goes off continuously, right?
They would sit
down. That'd
be
cool.
That would be great.
So, yeah, it's a great book. Everybody should get out there. Go to Amazon.com.
Well, think about this.
Check
this
out
our
book.
It's going to be a history book in the high school in 10 years from now. So I'm glad you wrote this. And I'm sure this is what they'll be teaching your kids, because it's probably really going to happen here in the next couple of years.
And also go to Twitter.com/WT Fallon author or Facebook.com/WT Fallon. Now, what do you have coming up for the future? Do you have any books coming? What does WT Fallon have coming?
Well, I am working on another book called The Trust Pill. That's a satire of the pharmaceutical industry. I kind of make fun of, you know, when you see ads on TV and they have this long list of drug side effects and it just sounds completely ridiculous. And, you know, so I make fun of that in that book. I also have a couple of short stories that should be coming out later this year. I don't know when exactly, but they'll be coming out later this year. And, of course, Tale to the Chief. You can find that on Amazon. That's available right now. And I also have a blog. It's shareablesarcasm.wordpress.com. And I blog there frequently, too. And, of course, I invite everyone to find me on social media, Facebook and Twitter as well.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody check her out.
Yeah, that's okay. Great blog.
I have a question for you. Was there anyone in your family that, or your closer friends that disagreed with the book and said you shouldn't be writing something like that?
No, and, you know, I have a variety of friends with different political opinions, and, you know, embarrassingly, my parents voted for Trump, but they still thought the book was funny. My mom read it. She said she thought it was hilarious, even though she, you know, she voted differently. She thought the book was funny, and she read it, and she enjoyed it. None of my close friends or family really said this is a horrible book, you know. I like to think that I'm friends with people who have a decent sense of humor and
good.
Can take a book like this and realize it's funny.
Yeah.
Humor is the best way. I mean, you got to be open-minded, period. I don't care what side you're on.
And I think, in my personal opinion, I think Trump was hilarious before this whole presidential thing even began. And now he is actually kind of starting to be serious, and people don't get it. They don't understand that he is serious about the stuff he says.
We got a little ways to go with that.
And it's just like they can't, you know, they can't believe it.
I'm hoping for forward progress. That's all I'm personally.
Right, of course.
I just want to see the best goal. What else can we do? You know, not kill each other on the way. That'd be a great one.
Yep.
Yeah, it is kind of his own reality show now. I mean, I could write a sequel for my book.
Don't be afraid. Love to read it. Believe me.
Yep. Take notes. Take notes right now because there's so much happening every day that you can hardly keep up. You know.
I'm so glad I'm alive right now to see this. It's not funny.
I follow a lot of this now. I never used to follow politics.
I mean, I was alive when Nixon got impeached. I remember seeing it. This is I'm old.
how much have you followed politics your whole life, or is it mostly? Just in the last couple of years.
Since Bush. Which really when I started voting.
Bush 2. Okay.
Yep.
That's when I first voted, was during the Bush elections. And, off the wall stuff. And kind of got me feeling like, you know, maybe the thing that we've all been told for so long weren't really real. And found out that I was completely correct in thinking that. That they're
far off.
Insane, and there's more going on than any of us. And I do my best to try and figure it out and let the public know. And if I find out something, you know, I mean, I've been talking about the human trafficking for a long time.
Yeah,
and it's like, what? That's actually a thing. I'm like, yeah.
That's a horrible thing. That's the real deal
right now.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's worse, too. They're about to shut down the wall, so they're. It's going to get worse till that happens. I keep trying to tell you that.
The wall isn't going to stop anything. The wall
Either
is ridiculous.
Way, it'll help.
They want to build a wall for a tenth of the price. All you need to do is get a bunch of heat sensors and put them up, and then you just a heat sensor and a thermal camera, and every couple miles, and bam, look, a tenth of the price, and you can see anything or anybody crossing that border if you want, and then you stop them. The wall is not going to do anything. I mean,
you
can
follow through with the.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, you got to follow through with it completely.
I mean, what are we, freaking 10th century China? You know what I'm saying? Building a wall? Like, are you going to have guards walk across it, or is it just going to be a wall that just sits there? Because I'm pretty sure the wall in your neighbor's backyard, if I wanted to jump over into his yard, wouldn't be too freaking hard to get over there.
No, they compared it to the Maginot Line, too, so that one didn't work out well for France in World War II.
I mean, come on. You got to have a ladder or two in Mexico, right? There's got to be at least one down there.
One rope. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, come on. People just – it's ridiculous. I agree with some of the things he does. I have a lot of conservative views. I'm anti-abortion. I'm pro-gun, but I'm anti-stupid. So it's kind of hard for me to. It's kind of hard for me to follow any of these people because I feel like they're all just idiots, and I'm like, maybe I'm the idiot, and like I just don't understand, or everybody else is just, oh my god. Like sometimes I just
anti-stupid is a good position.
I agree. There
sometimes I want to just commit suicide Clinton style and shoot myself in the back of the head 3 times.
What were you against?
The more I talk about the FBI and CIA, the more bullets I get to the back of my head when I commit suicide.
It'll be five now.
Or, yeah. He fell down off the stairs and stabbed himself 37 times.
But he talked
16 after he was dead.
But he talked about the CIA.
Ain't nobody trying to kill me. Nobody's listening. Well, anyways, we're about up on our time. I mean, you're more than welcome to stick around and just kind of BS with us.
Yeah.
We have, you're kind of a comedic kind of person, and we have a at-home sperm test kit coming on the second hour.
This
it's a brand new invention
awesome.
That you can hook up to your smartphone. And
Catholics don't need this.
You can test your sperm. So, you know, what a time we live in. So, I appreciate you coming. Everybody, once again, go find her book, Fail to the Chief, on Amazon.com, Twitter.com/WT Fallon author, Facebook.com/WT Fallon.
Awesome.
Go check her out. This is a really great book. I recommend it. I also recommend Dan turning down his phone before he starts playing videos in the middle of my podcast. Appreciate that, Dan. A lot of help you are being here. Man.
Anytime, Dan.
One every show.
Yeah, I ask for help. This is what I get.
My house, my wife.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you to WT Fallon for being
much.
On.
I want to read that book.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, we much appreciate it. Yes, you can check it out from the Reverend Worm Library.
Yes, we'll put a little thing in the back here. No, I don't want to wreck it. I don't want to deface it.
I think we're going to do a song break real quick.
Jam.
What do you guys
song
think?
Jam.
Of course.
What do you got?
hide behind a narrow line. Sometimes hard to find, but not this time. They're all just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they say? They're all just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they think about? Just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they say to me? Just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they say? They're all just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they think about? Just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they say to me?
And now, Vermont Daylight.
Oh, there we go.
It's a fish and hole.
So, can we say
with it? Everybody's listening on Facebook Live. Let's get like, we get, you know, 500
to 2,000. We had to do it by like 50.
Dude, it does. If you're there, you're just there for his junk.
I'm just going on live for a minute.
That's
here
the only
go.
Reason I go.
Here you go, people.
Look at that guy's junk. I mean, it's an amazing.
I cannot believe that they allow that on television.
There.
That should be illegal.
Well, it's Russia. It's kind of cold over there, so you know.
Well, he's got the.
They have a little more lax.
Sing it, Dano.
I'll go right to Hadley, boy. I can't help that.
My God.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with Bibbs all day.
What? Yep. Yeah.
Did you see my picture that I posted on Facebook not long ago in my American flag pajama pants? And I was like,
oh,
trust me, you don't want to get a roundhouse kick to the face when I'm wearing these bad boys.
My brother has a pair of those pants, I think. Right.
You think I go home to Starlight at night because I'm a pussy?
Wow.
Slap twice.
But, you know, the funny thing is the first time I watched that movie, I was like, I don't really get it. But then the second time I watched it, I was really high, and
Eagles,
it was way funnier.
Eagles have arch talons.
Funny how that happens.
I got it from day one. Like, my brother and I watched it. I was like, oh, this is the best movie ever.
Well, that's a liger. It's pretty much my favorite animal.
And it's... My lips are kind of chapped and they hurt real bad.
Is that 1% milk you're drinking? Is it because you think you're fat? Because you could be drinking whole milk if you wanted.
Yeah. That's so good.
That's a worm pickup line for sure.
And you can do the video really well you can do the voice really well of Kip. So you got it down, Pat.
You hear me load a shell.
Eat your food, Tina. Gosh.
Yeah, Tina. Llama.
Yeah. Now that we've ruined a significant.
Sorry, movie. If anybody from Napoleon Dynamite is watching.
You guys
want
like an old Faygo commercial or a Detroit commercial?
Give us a little Boblo.
Even a Flint.
You want
Boblo?
You want Boblo?
I went there.
I just rode my bike.
Oh
my good
God. I grew up on that. As a kid, I watched that.
That boat,
the coolest thing.
That boat was creepy at night. To go over the island. It was creepy.
You ever been in
the third grade?
I never actually went there.
Fifth grader?
I've never been to the Detroit Zoo, though.
Oh,
Oh, man. Oh, really?
No, my family doesn't care enough to do things with me. So, like, Yeah, that's what everybody says until it comes time to go.
No, but, I'll take you right
for You know what was disappointing?
We're
going
to take Worm to the monkey house and leave him there.
Yeah, disappointing.
I'll show you my monkey house.
The zoo had, like, zero bathrooms, had zero ice cream places.
But you could smoke.
I remember you cooking Summit Place.
Yeah,
I used to call
Summit.
Co-founder and chairman of the company behind Yo, the first smartphone-based home male fertility test kit. He is chairman of Medical Electronic Systems, the company that created Yo, the first home sperm test powered by smartphone platform. Now, this is like, I'm doing my best to not act like a six-year-old during this interview because, you know.
It's a swimmer.
I don't know.
Come on. No.
They are the gold standard in automated semen analysis. Is that a big, like.
Well, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge market. I mean, automated semen analysis.
There's a lot of people having trouble having babies.
That's hilarious. I'm doing it. I'm trying. And an established manufacturer of commercial-grade automated semen analyzers for the past 20 years. Here to tell us about this pretty sweet invention, and if you ask me, a bit of comedic gold. They announced the launch of Yo, the first home male fertility test kit powered by smartphone platform. And I think on the line we have... Let me get
double,
over here and
double,
put him
check.
On the line with us here. Welcome to the wormhole. You are on the line with Reverend Worm, and I am doing my best to do my best.
And I'm doing my best to keep a straight face.
Not really. How are you doing, sir?
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, I sometimes I have to turn him down.
how's that? Can you hear me now, sir?
Poorly.
Okay, let me do some of this.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Okay. It's okay. You don't need to be in it, Danny. They hear you.
I got one.
I can hear you now.
Welcome to the wormhole. I'm going to do my best not to act like a sixth grader and not to say anything or laugh uncontrollably because I pretty much have the mentality of a sixth grader. Let me just start off. I'll try to be straightforward. What got you into this line of work?
Well, actually, originally I got into this line of work because the assumption was that all fertility issues are female-related, and the medical literature indicated that that wasn't the case. In about 40% of cases of infertility, it's a male problem. And therefore, I saw an opportunity, since all research was focused on females, here was an opportunity to address the male side of the equation.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear that part, though.
Well, I can again not hear you. Sorry.
Go ahead and keep talking, Nick.
Ones that want to hear that, but
I know masturbation is a problem with fertility, so I know I couldn't have kids. Man, I can come up with samples all day long. Oh crap, Dan's Catholic. You gotta drink.
Take a drink. I don't want to know about how many kids.
So, have you always wanted to be in the medical field, or was like, I mean, what's your background? How did you decide all of this, you know?
Well, actually, I'm a CPA by training and worked as a consultant in the healthcare group of PricewaterhouseCoopers, which is how I got into the healthcare world. I approached it from the management side and have been in it for very many years and started this company approximately 20 years ago.
So you're also the founder then of this company.
I am. Yes.
Right on.
Yes, I've been doing it 20 years.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about MES, Medical Electronic Systems?
Well, it's traditionally, as I told you before, infertility was considered a female problem. In fact, people were blamed in quotes for not having kids, and it turns out that men have a problem. And when men do get tested, they generally get tested using a technique that was in place since sperm was discovered around 1667, namely a technician sitting in a microscope and counting. And it turns out there's a huge degree of error when people do that, depending on the time of the day, depending on how busy they are, depending on how skilled they are. So oftentimes the results are wrong. And as a result of that, the industry was looking for a way to standardize and to do something in a repetitive and accurate manner, which gave us an opening to develop an automated system.
Well, it helps.
You know, I think for sure somebody had to have discovered sperm before 1600.
Well, they had never seen it before the microscope was invented, which was, I think, around 1667.
That's true.
Yeah. You're saying on a microscopic
level. Yeah.
Had much better aim back then. Okay.
You can't help
so, it. So, you know, I made a joke about it earlier, but really, how big is the market for this kind of thing?
Well, the market for semen analysis, you think about 15% of all married couples in the U.S. Experience some element of infertility. That's a lot of people. And if you add to that, the fact that a lot of, I'd say almost universally, men are concerned about their ability to achieve a pregnancy in their spouse, the number becomes very, very large. We did a market survey and found approximately 86 million people in the U.S. have a strong interest in this topic. So it's a large market.
So I guess for sure.
It might cost more to the doctor.
I'm kind of getting a little curious here about
this must make it easier to find out if you have, you know, what it takes without going to the doctor. Then
I think we can open up the market even more and be like, start posting and be like, yo, my sperm count is this. We'll start doing the sperm count challenge on Facebook. You know, I got more, but they're not as quick. So
Las Vegas will have it down. I'm here to tell you.
Well, you know, you're raising a good point that I'd like to emphasize, and that is, it's not just how many you have, but you have to make sure that they're moving, because if they're all dead or all lazy, they can't get to the target. And that's, in fact, what REO sperm test measures. It's the number of moving sperm cells. And that makes it different from other tests that are on the market.
Right. That's kind of what sets you apart, right, is that you can as a mobile on the go kind of sperm test for the guy who doesn't have time.
Yeah, but
you don't
got to go to the doctor. That's the
right,
big
exactly.
point.
Well, if I could interject, there are actually two things that set us apart. One is that, the ability to measure the moving cells. The other thing is that you can actually see your sperm cells right on your telephone, on the screen of your phone. And I think that's kind of a wow moment for people to see.
Yeah,
it's not meant as a, it's not meant as a substitute for going to the doctor. What it's meant to do is to get, is to act as an initial screen to indicate whether there is a problem or not. If there is, certainly you need to go to the doctor for an in-depth analysis. But this is a great initial screener, and it will give you a view of what your sperm looks like. And I would gather that most people have never seen it.
No, I
no, right.
Can
no,
you take
I agree.
Can you take a screenshot?
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. Man, this could be the new
one. Jamie's naming his daughter Albert. Yep, that one's there. Yep, yep. No, come on.
Well,
but no, I mean, it's amazing that you get to know at least, you know, how
well
you're doing.
See, that's
at that
the thing
point.
Is I'd be doing science
Before.
Experiments. I'd be like, I wonder if celebrities make my sperm count move a little bit more, or if blondes make my sperm count a little higher, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like writing this stuff down, like, okay.
You have to have an action movie thing
yeah,
going on
yeah.
at that point.
Yeah, I hadn't touched myself in 3 hours, and it was
goodness
like
gracious.
This.
Wow.
It's hard for me to go 3 hours. That's why my show's only 2.5.
He's got a half hour ride home.
Yeah, well, I see, wow. I don't need the ride home. That's, I'll do it 3 times on the ride home.
I can tell you one thing, as amusing as it may be, it's actually serious science behind this. We're the only FDA cleared test of its type on the market. So there's lots of science that underlies this, and the results are highly accurate.
Right. I believe that, too.
No,
sir.
For sure.
I agree with
as
you.
As many
on that.
Jokes as I'm going to make, because I can't help myself. I'm just like that.
We can't.
No, I just do that throughout my normal life. Don't take no offense to it. I just run around making jokes of everything. It's the only thing that keeps me from.
But I can see a lot
insane.
Of people were worried about whether or not they could have children.
Well,
this
that's the
thing.
Is if I was going to have kids and like maybe I was having problems, how easy for, you know, what was it, like $49? Something like that to get this.
It is, but it's $49 for 2 tests, and I'll tell you why too. Because a lot of times your sperm count can be affected by stress. Your mother-in-law comes to visit you, and your sperm count drops. It could be fever. It could be any number of things. And so what we say to people is, if you get a poor result the first time, don't panic. Wait a few days, try it again, and that's why we give you 2 tests.
Right.
So,
right.
like, once you have the app, though, you know, and, like, your little thing that you plug in, can you order more slides or whatever, you know, say you want to do some scientific experiments, quotation marks?
Yeah, you can, but you know, if the results are positive, there's no real reason to do it. And if they're negative, then we would highly suggest you seek medical attention, because there's lots of reasons that can impact it.
Gotcha.
As much
well,
as
see,
I'd like to...
It's not even about being like wanting to be fertile or anything. It's almost about you can find out how healthy you are as far as that goes.
As
you know what I'm saying?
Sperm count.
I'm sure there's
a
lot of things that can trigger that. And say, you know, you have testicular cancer that you don't know about. This could be an early warning sign, you know.
It's absolutely true, not just about testicular cancer, but your general health condition is closely correlated to your sperm count. And lots of different types of people are interested. For example, people who've had medical treatments like chemotherapy and wondered what impact that has, or even recreational drug users who are worried about the impact on their fertility, or just young guys that are concerned, you know, they're not trying to have kids, they just want to know, am I okay or not? It's an easy thing to do at home. It's private. It's extremely easy to use the kit, and you get the kick of seeing your sperm at the end of it on your phone screen. So it has lots of applications, which is why the numbers of people interested are so large.
I mean, especially for the couples that
I mean, and it does matter. I mean, when they're worried about having kids, I joke about it because I could have kids brushing up against me. I mean, we joke about it, families. Okay.
So. I don't think I've ever said term this much on a show. Space says for a lot. I don't think sperm. I think we use the word sperm.
Good, healthy family.
Well, I have a question for you. For the couples that would have a vasectomy, they could get the test to make sure that there's not any accidents.
I can get that.
Because that's going to be my situation soon.
We don't
want it anymore. We have to do that. Did you answer that question?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear a word.
Vasectomy.
Yeah, she said, women have vasectomy.
You're so severely, your speech is being cut off. I hear a word here and there. I heard vasectomy. That's about it.
Crap.
Okay.
Are you asking me about post-vasectomy testing?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're testing for post vasectomy, what you're looking for is the absence of any type of sperm, moving or not. This particular application only looks at moving sperm and therefore isn't useful for post vasectomy. We are, however, in the process of developing another application that will be used specifically for that purpose. So that's coming up as our next release.
Right, cool. That was a good question. Definitely.
Very good question.
Very, very interesting.
That would be my question.
I mean,
so
yeah.
Why don't you walk us through the steps of what would happen here?
Well, no, honestly, how do you prepare a slide?
Yeah, like if I got this in the mail, what would I do? How long would it take? You know, what is the process?
Okay, the process is very simple. You download a free app, which then walks you through step by step what needs to be done, and doesn't allow you to move to the next step until you've completed the previous step. You open the kit. It basically has a few simple elements. It has a collection cup. It has a little pipette. It has some pink powder, and it has a slide. It's a special two-layered slide. And what you do is you collect your specimen into the container. You put a little bit of this pink powder in, and what that is an enzyme that accelerates the liquefaction process. It makes it more liquid, easier to read. You have to wait about 10 minutes for that process to complete. During that time, the app has a trivia game that you can play relating to sperm just to amuse yourself and while away the time. And then you use the pipette and just put it on a easily red marked spot on the slide. That's all you have to do. Just put a drop in there, and capillary action of the slide itself will fill itself. You don't have to do anything. When you're done with that, you put a little clip at the top of your phone. It fits right in. It's made to fit your specific phone type. You then insert the slide into a little opening on the back. Press a button and wait. That's all you have to do. The rest the app will do. It will photograph. It'll analyze. It'll show you the pictures and give you the results. The whole thing takes under 2 minutes.
Well, Marcus,
it turns the camera to a microscope of sorts.
Right.
So could you, once you have this, could you guys' company develop more apps to maybe use not just sperm, other things to capitalize on the microscope that you're making for the phone?
Pregnancy.
Sorry, I can't hear you at all. Yeah, it can basically, this platform can be used to test any kind of bodily fluid.
Good point.
Right, so you could have multiple apps that actually you could test blood or look at blood or really anything organic, I guess.
Well, that's definitely our business plan, to do just what you suggest. We started with sperm because that's our business.
Right.
What a coincidence.
What about pregnant
women? Imagine with a microscope, you could test and see it with a microscope.
Well, just for sperm. I mean,
well, at this point, if you have a microscope, there's certain things you can look for in blood or urine or anything like that. I mean, the opportunities are limitless. Now we're turning our smartphones into microscopes.
Well, that's right. It's the microscope, but it's also the algorithm which interprets its image processing, which then interprets what the microscope sees. We want to get to the point where, you know, we did an interesting market survey. We asked people if they knew about pregnancy tests, and about 97% of the public had heard about such a test and knew you could buy it in the pharmacy. But when we asked them about doing semen testing at home, only 7% of the people were aware that such an option even existed.
I've never heard of it. I'm
really getting curious, to be honest with you. I'm kind of like, how I stand up against the numbers on the board, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
My guy kicked in, and I was like, yeah. If I'm like above the mark, if I'm below the mark, I mean, it would be nice to know.
Is there a score?
I mean, it could be a negative why, though, because they like, get it pregnant, I'd run around and be all Magic Johnson.
Don't be too much of a hero. Wait till some woman asks you what your score is.
I go brand up my score until I knew what the main line of what score would be, so I knew how I stacked up.
Exactly.
Running around talking about my height because I'm of average height. You know? But I come in like 2 inches above average, you know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah. Everybody want to know, like, just avoid worms and tell him all day how many sperm he has. And
stay away from worms.
The movement, and it's really getting to be in me. He showed us a screenshot of everything.
There that one guy.
Yeah. I am so.
Well, if you're courageous enough, I will send you a free kit to try.
There you go.
Are you kidding?
I'll
test that shit right on air. Are you kidding?
But then you've got to go on the air and tell us what your results were.
Yeah, absolutely, you will. Yeah. Hold him down.
I'll bring the camera in for close up, and then
well,
everybody can
CSE for whatever. Who is it that'll shut us down? We don't want to do that.
The sensors, yeah.
The censorship.
There's no such thing as censors on the
internet. Yeah, it is. We don't want to go to jail.
No, it's the copyright police.
Your sperm might exactly match somebody else's. That's the copyright.
Not that he would actually, you know, insult anybody.
No,
you
for sure.
Guy,
I want you to send me one of those, and I will totally do an on-air test of it, and it might be the greatest thing I ever done on air.
What kind of a phone do you have?
We're running through a system called Blog Talk, and it is a piece of crap, really, if you want to be honest with you.
I got an iPhone. He's got an Android.
Tell me which number, though.
646-668-8467.
No. I want to know what kind of iPhone or Android you have.
No, I'm running through a laptop, actually.
No, that you have personally.
Oh, for personally?
Yeah.
I have a Boost. It's not good enough for them to put the name on the front of the phone.
I have an
Android, you know, but I can always use Dan's phone. He's got a good
iPhone. I have an
iPhone
7 and I'm Irish.
I don't mind putting my sperm in Dan's phone.
Well, I want to assure you that your sperm will not come in contact with a phone at all. It's just that I need to know the type of phone it is because the clip is made to fit the specific phone type.
Oh,
I kind of figured that.
It's a ZTE.
He's still struggling. It's okay.
It
would have to be. The only ones we have right now are iPhone iPhones and Androids, Galaxies.
I have an Android.
I have an iPhone 7.
Just, yeah.
You gotta be one of us.
Send an iPhone one. I'll stick it in Dan.
iPhone 7 and Jamie will stick it in my phone.
I'll do one. I'll do one there and then one there and.
What the heck? Happened?
I mean,
it's a company phone. What do I care?
Trust me, Dan. I'll bring hand sanitizer.
I have.
Okay, we'll do that.
That's going to be great. That's going to be the best live television ever.
That will be the bomb. Yeah. That is the bomb.
Until, like, my sperm count comes up and it's like three.
Yeah. I'll give you two.
It's like three and none of them, they're all just sitting in a chair smoking weed and shit. And...
So what is a good number? What, I mean, how high are numbers? I mean, is it like in thousands? Is it hundreds?
Actually... if you're being serious, for a normal male, it'll run anywhere from this is the normal range I'm talking about, from 20 million on the low side to 150 million. All of that's normal, but we're not going to tell you that. What we're looking at are just the moving sperm, and you're not going to get a number. You're going to get whether it's above or below the normal cutoff.
Gotcha.
Okay, because what we're trying, I mean, if I have to draw an analogy, whether you're 5'5" or 6'1", it's all normal range, so it doesn't really make much difference. What we want to know is whether you're below 5 foot tall or above 5 foot tall, and that's the number we're going to give you. The cutoff is 6 million motile or moving cells per milliliter of ejaculate, and that's the cutoff.
I think
that's also a first for the wormhole. I don't think we've ever said ejaculate on here.
There you go, but...
But you should go off there.
No, for sure. Like, you know, I am being serious. I have to joke because it's in my nature. But I am being serious. This is a great, great tool. I mean, I am very curious, and I'm totally going to make people go out and get their own sperm test kit. And
I've had friends that have asked about, you know, how do you... You know, you got to go to the doctor. You got to go do this. You got to go do that. This isn't an at-home, at-first test to tell you whether or not you've got to go to the doctor.
I think
non-invasive. This is a great idea. This is a wonderful idea.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. I think it's great.
I also think it'd be a great pickup line, like, "Hey, baby, my sperm ain't moving."
Okay, I'm trying.
He makes my sperm move every time. Like, that's the thing, is I want to test it. Be like, you know, if Batas was playing in the background, is my sperm count going to be higher than, see?
That does make my sperm count higher.
I think even
higher.
A female sperm count would go up on that one. He is wearing it down.
Oh, being clean, there's it. Ouch. I love it.
You're
going
to have to clean that cushion that you're sitting on.
That's my house. I'm good. No, I ain't going to clean it. I'm going to frame it.
This is debauchery.
Oh, man. All right. Anyways, get serious again. What do you and your company have coming in the future? I mean, I know you talked about that you have more things with
that.
This microscope coming, but like, you know, what kind of moves are you planning on making with MES and this YO test?
Well, there are a variety of tests we're looking at on both the female side and on the male side for various types of infections and things that you can check at home. There are a variety of diseases, especially in the third world, that we're interested in helping people identify. So we have a very active R&D program. To tell you specifically which diseases we're looking at is not something I want to do, but in a general sense, anything which has to do with a bodily liquid that you want to look at, we should be able to do for you. That's what we're doing. We don't want to neglect the female side of it. There's plenty of issues there, so we're looking at some of those as well.
But there's issues everywhere. You're right. The more you do for anybody, by far the better. Of course, you want This is amazing. I mean, the people that are trying to have children, and figure out why they're, you know, do that first.
See if there's anything you can do to bring your group up or be, you know, prepare yourself more, I guess, to get these groups up to an area. You know, it's something that I believe, especially with these smartphones, every day we're getting these things like this more and more to where, you know, we're pretty much doing everything on our smartphones.
Yeah.
You know,
something like this is smart enough, though. You know, you're using biology to teach people basic first aid. I mean, let them know what's going on, what you got, what you don't got, and whether or not you need to go to the doctor to deal with it.
Right.
You know, generally there's a trend that people want to be empowered to take care of their own needs, and there's a tremendous emphasis on the part of the government to reduce medical costs. Those two things come together by allowing people to do these types of tests in their own home and only getting into the medical facilities when there's a real need.
That's huge. That's a massive expense in the country. And I've failed that a little bit. And it doesn't matter. It's hugely expensive. Anything we can do at home to help that would be that much more productive for the entire country. And I think the way the money's being spent on everything.
And remind my viewers to go to www.yospermtest.com. Check
it's
this
Y-O
out. Now. Look it up. You know, whether you're having kids or not, this is just something that's really interesting. I mean, I really want to get this microscope and kind of see what I can do with it, because I take technology and I make it do the things I want to do. You know, so
it's a little creepy with that, but it's you know.
What do you mean creepy?
We don't want to know. Jamie.
I couldn't get any more creepy than jizzing on my phone. I'm actually going to creep this one down a little bit and be like, I'm going to take, like, leaves from outside and check them out underneath the microscope.
Don't disclaim what they're doing is very serious, and I appreciate it, sir. It matters a lot. What, you know, because I know there's a lot of families that deal with this problem, and it's huge. It's a big deal. Of course, we're going to joke. We can't help that. But it is a big deal, and I'm really glad you guys are helping people understand what it is. Give them something from rather than just going to a doctor like a dumbass and then tell you, you're a dumbass. And here's all the money you're about to spend. That, they've done it to me a million times in a row. I'm tired of it. And I really appreciate that. Just had it.
My controls. They work all the time.
You know, we played long ago in your about birth control. It was having serious side effects. So it's been bent for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't let him have it.
No, there was a lot of suicidal thoughts and going on. But I also think in those tests, you're not allowed to have sex or anything. So, Scott, you I don't know. I'm not having sex. I have suicidal thoughts all the time.
Here I am, like, okay.
Amy, you know what you got yourself into.
Positive Amy is over here.
I walk into the.
Positive.
Once again, go to www.yospermstest.com. That's yospermtest.com. And we really appreciate
pretty
you.
I looked it up. It's a lot of information.
Yeah, no, we really appreciate you coming on and representing MES and telling us
my
about
my pleasure.
This. And when definitely send us that, and I will make a whole
I will do
thing.
That.
No,
I'll let you know.
They can do it. I mean, there's no question.
If you guys can, if one of you can find a time to call in while we're doing it,
and
that'd be great.
And they might
know
Pika is making alien babies. You just know that. Because
I wouldn't miss the opportunity.
All right. All right. I want to know E.T. is coming out of this asshole. We need to know. We'll take care of it. It's your show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Right, really appreciate
it. Fun.
And thanks for having patience with
our... and a sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to come across what you're doing. But it's really...
But we do appreciate
it. It is a funny topic, and there is a lot of room for hilarity. And
fun.
Yeah, we appreciate you being a really good sport about it. I'm not going to push this product. That's right.
Good. I hope you do. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's a really good question, though. I have to do my little commitment.
Sure. Predate. Look, man.
They're moving at the speed of Hispanic. Trying to go on the
Welcome to the show.
Happening. It's not happening.
Oh my God. Let me load it up on here.
Yeah, because that's not going to take away. No! I got to drive. Two drinks, and I'm done.
What am I doing?
You're getting drunk and staying.
Oh, that shit won't work.
He is
creepy.
Like,
it's all right.
You look at the bottom of your thing, make sure there ain't no pills down there. It's an Uncle Dan special.
Oh my God.
You know, Dan had his first kid. You know what Dan said to get his first kid? He said, "Hey, does rag smell to you?"
What the heck? A little ether?
Chloroform. Better.
She was a redhead and she was hard yet.
Yeah, you have chloroform.
You have chloroform. I would say
you can crush anybody.
It's so awesome. Mary is
really. Have ripped your fucking head clean off without thinking about it. And then chloroformed you and did things to you that you wouldn't like.
I ain't scared of a redhead.
Yeah.
So who's getting your phone to go and work for you when it's time?
Yeah.
For your little tester thing.
Oh, no. I'm just going to hold.
I don't know if he got my address or like. I'm ready.
Oh no, this way. We know who we are. Detroit.
You're feeling okay. We're with you, Detroit. No holding back now. On the right track now.
Look, now it's...
No. Hey, if we are not whining, W-H-I-N-I-N-G, we are whining. Because I was whining all week.
I once saw a wino. Awesome.
If we do YouTube, can we do a YouTube or no?
It just reconnected. And we have like a 50-minute lag on. I'm not even trying anymore.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what to do anymore.
I'm gonna bend some.
Start from like just saying. You know, I should just let's go to Blog Talk. And we ain't got anybody calling in or nothing because nobody's listening because the lag is so bad. We're just gonna end the episode on Blog Talk because fuck you, Blog Talk.
Blog Talk jerk.